And he came home and told me that day, and he said, "Why not?" And I said, "Oh, it's, you know, scary." He said, "That's not a reason, Kat." I remember that conversation really clearly. Lack of resources, lack of money was never a reason not to. It went until it exhausted, you know, so it really wasn't possible. He would try everything. He just gave of himself completely, of his resources, of his time, of his money completely. Slight tangent, but just before he went into hospital, Joe had won against me a lot of bet money. So we used to make bets on everything, and it was like you got like questions, no questions asked money to spend. And so I think he had about £150 or something, and he kept telling me he was going to spend it all on Pepsi Max. And have a Pepsi Max room. And then I remember just that he's accumulated this over a while, and then just before he went into hospital, he checked the amount with me of how much money it was, and then he said, "Okay, I'm cashing it in now." And then a day later, I looked at our bank account and had given it all to a pro-life charity, and that's just Joe. I'm so grateful that I got to see Joe's wife. I'm so grateful. I wouldn't change it. I would not change it if I got another option, not for a moment. Joe's love for me was incredible. It was incomprehensible, actually. I couldn't understand it. It took a long time for me to even accept how much Joe loved me. And he loved me so well that after he died, it's like every time that I smile, I know that he's proud of me. And every time that I'm joyful, I know that he's joyful. You know, and it's just such an incredible thing to have, just to know his pride. When I get up, Joe always put himself last. Again, I think Bruce mentioned this, but Joe was sick and tired for a really long time, even before he got the diagnosis. Maybe for 2 years he was getting sicker and sicker, we didn't know what it was. And it was somehow possible for me, who was with him every day, to forget that he was sick, because that was the way that he wanted it. That was just the way that he wanted it. Joe would do everything that he could to get me and others to forget that he was ill, because he didn't want the focus to be on him. And he was afraid. Joe was afraid of being sick. He was afraid of the future and of what that meant for him. He wasn't just... It's not like it didn't mean anything to Joe, it did. He was scared, but it just didn't stop him from loving others. It didn't stop him from putting everyone else first. From loving me, from loving God first. And actually, somebody recently, Judy, who's at the back, sent me a reminder of one of the prayer tree messages that went out in July, just after we'd got the diagnosis and all of the surgeries that Joe had to have, we knew at that point, all of the tumours. And an email went out, and then there was a few prayer requests at the bottom. And it said, right at the bottom, Joe says his main prayer request is for Kat to cheer up. And Julie sent that to me, and I just feel like he's still praying for that. But, and then the last thing that I wanted to talk about that a couple of people have mentioned is just Joe's passion for truth. When I was struggling the most, Joe pointed me to truth. And when I asked Joe, when we were in the hospital waiting, how God could allow his cancer to come back. First, Joe told me that I was asking the wrong question, and so we had a debate about that. And then once I started asking the right question, why is God not healing this? Why isn't he intervening? Why isn't he taking this away? We're praying, we're fasting. I was so angry, and Joe said, I don't know why, but I know that he loves me. And yeah, truth was just very important to Joe. It often looked like him challenging me or saying that I was wrong on a daily basis, but he taught me to seek truth. He taught me to go after truth. And after Joe died, that was the reason that I started praying again. And that was the reason that I wanted God. And that's the reason why, although I was so confused and I had so many questions and I felt so far and so cut off from everything, I wanted God because I wanted the truth. And it wasn't about it being a crutch. It wasn't about needing something there to make it all make sense. I wanted the truth. And that was why I wanted God, and that's why I still do. And Joe changed my life. He wasn't as the best. He's my inspiration every day. And just to end, I wanted to read a passage that after Joe died, I just kind of woke up one morning with this passage in my head when I started praying, and I felt like it was from Joe. It was like in his voice. It was really awesome. It's from Philippians 2, 17. I will rejoice even if I lose my life, pouring it out like a drink offering to God, just like your faithful service is an offering to God, and I want all of you to share that joy. Yes, you should rejoice, and I will share your joy. Thank you.
With your family, and then can the Hindman ladies and the your sharing group come up to pray for them?
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Katrina. We thank you for the response, Lord, that she's already made in wanting to seek after you, Lord. Lord, thank you for the inspiration of Joe's life, that he ran the race to the end. Lord, that he ran it right to the very end. He kept on going, loving you to the full. Lord, may Katrina do that, Lord. May Katrina, Lord, run the next race of her life, Lord, to the end. Lord, may she not falter. May she go on to even greater things, Lord. Be filled with your Spirit, Lord, as Jo would want, Lord, so that she is a witness to you through her love, through her life, through her love of you, Lord. May you enable her to do that, Lord, and strengthen her to do that, Lord. Amen.
We pray that you give Katrina all that she needs at this time, Lord. We pray for courage. We pray for comfort, especially at this time of year as she remembers the events of last year. Lord, we want to be around her as her community family, praying for her. We thank you for the inspiration she is as well. And we just ask that you give her grace, that there would be grace on this path, Lord, that she would know that she is not alone, but you are with her, and that she would know herself upheld every day by Jo's prayers as well. We love her, Lord, and we just ask that she would know herself surrounded by grace and surrounded by the love of brothers and sisters.
Kath, I was drawn to your feet. I wanted to pray for your feet because those feet are going to take very courageous steps in the future. We know that the Lord has a path for you. It's all drawn out, and I just pray, Father, for the courage for each step every day, for Kat to know where to go, and she doesn't need to run. She can just take the step every day. Thank you, Father, for the courage and the strength that you've given her already to go through this past year. We've been amazed to just be able to walk next to her, how you've walked, Kat. And Father, we just pray for more grace and more strength as she goes on the next bit of that path. Thank you.
Yes, Lord, and we thank you for Jo's example. We thank you for just all the testimonies that were just given, all the honorings that were just given. We just thank you that there's so much that we don't know, so much that all of us here even don't know. There's so much that no human even knows, but God knows. We thank you for the example that Jo was. We thank you that all of us, especially Katrina, who knew him best, are following that example. And we just pray, Lord, that you surround her with your love, surround her with your grace. May you just be so tangible to her, particularly in this period of time over the next month, but just always, Lord, may you be tangibly present and just bless her, Lord, bless her.
Lord, I just pray that you would strengthen Katrina, that you would hold her, that you would uphold her with your righteous grace.
Loving Father, you are the only source of strength and courage and grace. And we have seen you pour it out on Katrina, and we thank you for that. We ask that you would continue to do that, that there would be great consolation in you, in her relationship with you. And Father, I pray for that consolation and courage and strength for the Dole family, for her parents and siblings, Lord. May they experience your love and your comfort. And I pray too for Joe's family, Lord, his siblings, his parents. Lord, may each of them grow closer to you and know that he is in heaven with you and that you love him, and that each one of his extended family is loved in the same way, with amazing and wonderful love. And there's courage and grace and everything that they need in you. So Father, be gracious and merciful and put your bounty of comfort and consolation on them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Just a quick word. I had a long conversation with Sean, Joe's father, when he was over here last year. And one of the things he made very clear is there's two Joes. There's Joe before Cat and Joe after. And we only know Joe after. And Sean said, when Katrina went to Australia and Joe met her, Joe became a different guy.